Well, you see, I caught a virus and started coughing up spam. I don't know. Maybe 25, 30 messages per second. And, Well, it is Wednesday. And so we'll sing the Wednesday song. Happy Wednesday to you. Happy Wednesday to you. You vote like a monkey, and you're treated like one too. Mr. President. Yeah, I know. I'm not Marilyn Monroe. Boy, that construction is like never ending out there. You can hear the toilet is running. What is it with that? Well, we put in a ticket, a complaint to the InfoWeb Broadcast Center maintenance people. I wonder if this ever happens at Rockefeller Center or Black Rock or up there on 67th Street. Those are the big network locations for you folks who aren't in the know about the layout of New York City. Of course, the InfoWeb Broadcast Center is the tallest building of the lot, so we sort of look down on the large television networks. But I was just spacing out to the music that I was playing earlier, and something got into me, and I did a really, really spacey set. But we're just chilling on Wednesday. It's a chilling Wednesday. And it's June 19th, 2013. That is the date. Yeah, it's really exciting, that noise. I noticed that the Onion is now claiming to have a news wormhole. So I'd like to bring your attention to the fact that Radio InfoWeb has had a wormhole. And it's not just a news wormhole, and it's not just from the future. Also, it comes from the past, and sometimes the present. So you never know where the wormhole is going to connect us to. And I hope that the Onion doesn't mess with the timeline. But given that they like to mess around, I think they're probably going to screw up eternity with their wormhole. But we've had our wormhole since the previous century, sometime in the previous century. It's getting to be so long ago now, I've forgotten. It's an integrated part of the station. Dr. Octopus joined the radio station and became our chief engineer. He's a many-tentacled alien who lives in a tank that's filled with fluids that make it possible for him to function here on Earth, function biologically. He is a biological organism, even if he is an alien. And at first, he was, you know, he sort of worked his way in to the radio station. He didn't come on all at once. I guess he figured that being an alien and all and with the tentacles that maybe he should take it easy on us. So he did that, and then he worked his way in. And one day, he raised his tentacles to the sky, and lo and behold, there was a wormhole. A coruscating circle of light, formed by a ring of strange creatures, wormhole creatures. And that's the sound that they make. We have a microphone on top of the building, a special shotgun microphone that picks up the sound of the wormhole, and you can hear it there. And on occasions over the past, I don't know, 15, 20 years that we've been on the air, sometimes we put up a wormhole cam, and you can actually watch it when it appears. It's not always there. And the wormhole opens up a radio tunnel to other points in time, and then we broadcast into it so that our broadcast is received it in other places and other times. And that's how we do our galactic feed, so that sentient creatures in other parts of the galaxy, and in fact in other galaxies, can listen in if they'd like to. So this morning we're blessed, truly blessed, because we have both an open wormhole and a running toilet upstairs. And somehow there's a cosmic connection there, or perhaps a cosmic joke. But yesterday was so serious with the all the snooping and spying, and you know, speaking of wormholes, the government is trying to wheedle its way into our wormhole and constantly surveil everything. And it's frightening. It's a load on the system. And it's hard to deal with. And everybody likes to say, well, what can you do about it? There's nothing you can do. And if that's what you say, if that's what you think, you're dangerous. You are a terrorist. You're a threat to American values. You're a threat to the country that our forefathers built. So don't be a terrorist. Don't be a threat to national security. Do something. Do something about it. At a minimum, the next time that there's an election, vote. And don't vote for the rat bastards that are in there now, because they're doing this stuff. We need to keep flushing the toilet, like what's happening upstairs here. Well, now it got quiet. You sort of hear the running water sound, but we need to flush them out, flush them down the sewer, and out into the East River, where they will die from the toxins and poisons that are there. So, you really can do something about it. So please do something about it. Don't be a terrorist. Because as long as all our information is being snooped, as long as we're being listened into this way, it's terrifying. And I guess that's Day Page for today, June 19th, 2013. Older editions of Day Page, which are very tremendously in quality due to our unstable condition here, can be found at daypage.net. And we tweet at radioinfoweb.net. And we Facebook at facebook.com/radioinfoweb. And we Tumblrize. It's kind of like terrorizing, but a little different. At radioinfoweb.tumblr.com. And we do the text message and voice message thing, and we'll put your voice message on the air if it's interesting or if it's terrifying. At 646-450-5477. And did I mention our email address is radio@infoweb.net. And so we're going to go into the wormhole and back into the music for those of you who are listening on our audio digital bitstream at radio.infoweb.net, where you can also listen to Radio Info Web West, an alternative stream that just has different Radio Info Web programming going on it, in case you happen to particularly loathe something that's on our mainstream. And then there's also the Chill Channel, so you can check out Cubicle Chill Music, Deep Space Chill. That's where I'm going, is into deep space through the wormhole and hopefully out the other side. And now Dr. Octopus is cueing me. He is currently located in his tank in Denver, Colorado. We have a webcam link up so that see him, he can see me. I'm Rick Slatchford. Have a great day.